Here is a timing diagram for the four-phase protocol that I've just described. The phrase transactional is going to be used for interfaces which divide their operations up into transactions of this nature, i.e., they have a gap between operations. The gap can be extended arbitrarily without altering the semantics of what's transferred across that interface. It's a bit like an atomic transaction in databases. The mainstream hardware description languages, Verilog and VHDL, don't give us any assistance whatsoever with the creation of these interfaces. They have to be done by hand. It all has to be kept in the head of the designer, which is why increasingly they're being used more as backends for higher level synthesis. And a particularly interesting tool, which is just slightly above these Verilog and VHDL in the spectrum of tools, is BlueSpec Verilog, which maybe Simon Moore lectured to you about briefly last year, and we'll talk about it a bit as well in another slide. With the BlueSpec compiler, the transaction wires are synthesized and not explicitly written out by the programmer. Anyway, we'll come to that. So here we see the four-phase handshake again, and I have written two little pieces of software, one which implements the output, the transmit side, and one that implements the input receiving side. And I've called these transactors, little subroutines that perform a transaction. And they're written in a software programming style where a thread of control calls one or other of these methods, and it will block waiting for events in the body of the method, and it will return a value if it's the get byte one on the right, or it will have sent its argument if it's the left-hand one, the put byte one. You can run code like this, these little transactors, on microcomputers, which are set up so that certain memory locations are mapped to hardware pins. And when you run the little transactor, the wires, the pins, will actually wiggle according to the programmed behavior. And that, for instance, is how the parallel port connecting the printer to 1980s microcomputers was commonly implemented. The Centronics parallel port uses this four-phase handshake like that. So that would be under what we call a programmed I/O style of operation, and the resources being written to would be called GPIO pins, general purpose I/O pins, and we'll cover both of those in another lecture. The transactors are also going to have a concrete use when we come to build complex system models, and we have used different styles of modeling in different parts of the whole model. For instance, part of it might be at a pin level using electrical wire models, and another part of it might be in a higher level software modeling style, a behavioral modeling style, as we call it. And these transactors are going to be the way that we glue together those different modeling scenarios. We'll cover that as well in another lecture. Next slide.